Hey, as always, please like, share, and subscribe to this channel for more inspirational videos and audios, stimulating discussions and conversations, and more. Peace and blessings. Welcome to another episode of the Scriptural Cliff Note Sessions. Hi, the Scriptural Cliff Note Sessions are available on the following platforms: Anchor, Spotify, and Apple iTunes. Follow us by hitting the follow button and subscribe so that you can hear all this important information that pertains to life and the future. Thanks. Hello. Welcome and welcome back. Welcome to all my new people and welcome back to all my old reliables. I hope that you're doing well. I hope that all is well with you and that you're enjoying your day of peace and tranquility. I hope that your week was wonderful. I have to admit, I am not into it today. I've been dealing with a lot of stuff and I am not my perky self. And I guess at some point I'll talk about it, but I can't do it right now. So I'm just going to keep going. We are truckalucking along in the Psalms, and we are currently on Psalms 42. Now, as we are in Psalm 42, I want to tell you that I'm not sure how much I'm going to read because some of these Psalms are long. And a lot of times I want to explain them so that you'll understand what's being said. Some of these Psalms are self-explanatory. So I'm not going to go to another book to explain them, but as I've been doing, I've been reading from the Sefa so you understand the original words from it. And, I've also been going to the Amplified just for regular wording, but always remember that with the regular wording, changes of words come into play. So that's why, I try to explain as much as I can. I also want you to know that I'll be drinking, so you'll be hearing the silences. Okay. I want to read some things before I move forward into the Psalms. And I want to tell you that there are several authors that have composed the Psalms. So we have David, who composed 75 Psalms. Asaph and his family, most of these people are Levites, and a couple of them are from the line of Yehuda. So David's from the line of Yehuda, and he wrote most of the Psalms. He wrote 75. Asaph wrote 12. The sons of Korah wrote 11. Heman wrote 1 with the sons of Korah. Solomon, who is David's son, wrote 2 psalms. Moshe wrote 1 psalm. Ethan the Ezrahite, wrote 1 psalm. And then there's 48 psalms that is not clear as to who authored them. The psalms are also composed of prose and poems, as well as prophecies and the alphabet of Israel. And it consists of 150 psalms. So I want you to know that they are songs, but we know many songs are poems, poetry. So I don't want anybody to be confused. As I said, we're going to be starting with Psalms 42. And let me see who wrote 42. The sons of Korah wrote Psalms 42. Forty two through 49, the sons of Korah. Okay, and we'll be in that 40, in the 40s. And then I will let you know who wrote the rest as we keep moving forward. So yeah. Like I said, I'm not sure. And since I'm not right in the right headspace right now to continue to read a lot, I probably won't. It will probably be less than an hour. And like I said, when I'm ready to talk about what I'm feeling, because I feel like I am in the hands of family, so I just want you to know where my head is. I'll let you know. We're gonna start reading from 42. Hold on a minute. Let me see. I look at this paper. Okay. Okay. All right. The sons of Korah wrote the psalm that I'm getting ready to read, which is 42. And then 43 is not known who wrote it, because I'm looking at who wrote what, and it doesn't give you a clear answer as to who wrote it. So I'm going to tell you that 43 is one of those anonymous psalms. So Psalms 43 is an anonymous psalm. And then it picks up again from 44 to 49 with the sons of Korah. So I just want you to know that. And the reason why that's important is you understand the person's heart who is reading, or who is who orchestrated the psalm, and who is the author of the poetry and what they're saying. Sometimes it's personal stuff, sometimes it's prophecy, sometimes it's glorification, alphabet, etc. So that's what I want you to know. Let me get my glasses. This is what it says. And this is the sons of Korah and Psalm 42. As the deer pants after the water brooks, so pants my soul after you, O Elohim. My soul thirsts for Elohim, for the living El. When shall I come and appear before Elohim? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is your Elohim? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of Elohim with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept feast day. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted in me? Hope in Elohim. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my Elohim, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember you from the land of Jordan and of the Cheronoim. I'm going to tell you what it means after I finish. From the hill Mitzah. I'm going to tell you what it means, so I'm just going to keep reading. Deep calls unto deep, at the noise of your water spouts. All your waves and your billows are gone over me. Yet Yahuwah will command his loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. His song shall be with me and my prayer unto the El of my life. El Elyon, I just want you to know, because in the Sefer it has El. El means power. El Elyon. Okay, because the Most High is our power. He's our strength. He's our redeemer. He's all of that stuff. So when I say El, it's just capital E, capital L. Okay, meaning your power. El Elyon. So, verse 9, I will say unto El, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the sword in my bones, my enemy reproaches me, while they say daily unto me, where is your Elohim? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in Elohim, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my Elohim. Now that is read from the Sefer, and that is Psalm 43 of, what's his name again? Hold on. The Sons of Korah. Now I'm going to read it from the Amplified, and it's a lot. And this is what I mean about the wordiness. It may not be a lot in the Hebrew language, but it sure is a lot from this English. Psalms 42, thirsting for the Most High in trouble of exile. To the chief musician, a skillful song or a didactic or reflective poem of the sons of Korah. As the deer pants lovingly for the water brook, so my soul pants lovingly for you, O El. My soul, my life, my inner self thirsts for the Most High, for the living El. When will I come and see the face of the Most High? And the bridge to that is Psalm 63 and 1 and 2. John, which is in the New Testament, Yochanan 7 and 37, and 1 Thessalonians 1 and 9 and 10. My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is your El? These things I vividly remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go along before the great crowd of people and lead them in procession to the house of the Most High, like a choir master before his singers, timing the steps to the music and the chant of the song, with the voice of joy and thanksgiving, a great crowd keeping a festival. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become restless and disturbed within me? Hope in the Most High and wait expectantly for him, for I shall again praise him. For the help of his presence, O my El, my soul is in despair within me, the burden more than I can bear. Therefore, I will fervently remember you from the land of the Jordan and the peaks of Mount Hermon, from the Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the thundering sound of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have rolled over me, yet the Most High will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song will be with me. A prayer to the Most High of my life. I will say to the Most High, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? As a crushing of my bones with a sword, my adversaries taunt me, while they say continually to me, where is your El? Why are you in despair, O my soul? Why have you become restless and disquieted within me? Hope in the Most High and wait expectantly for him, for I shall yet praise him. The help of my countenance and my El. So that's what that is, thirsting for the Most High in trouble. Ironic. Okay, now we're on Psalms 43, and like I said, we don't know who wrote that, so there's a big question mark there, but more than likely it was one of those people that I mentioned earlier. Psalms 43, judge me, O Elohim, and plead my cause against an unholy nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for you are the Elohim of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? O send out your light and your truth. Capital T. Let them lead me, let them bring me unto your holy hill and to your tabernacles. Then I will go unto the altar of the Elohim, unto El, my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise you, O Elohim, Eliohai. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in Elohim, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my Elohim. Now I'm gonna go to the Amplified, and I'm gonna start there. Hold on. The prayer of rescue. So this is somebody praying for the Most High to rescue them. And like I said, it's a bit longer than was in the Sefer. Judge and vindicate me, O El. Plead my case against the unholy nation and an unholy nation. O rescue me from the deceitful and unjust man, for you are the El of my strength, my stronghold in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling places. Then I will go to the altar of the Most High, to El, my exceeding joy. With the lyre, I will praise you, O El, my El. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why are you restless and disturbed within me? Hope in the El and wait expectantly for him, for I shall again praise him, the help of my sad countenance and my El. So now we're gonna move on. And like I said, the sons of Korah are the ones that are that have written what I'm getting ready to write. 43, we're not sure who wrote that. It doesn't say. So we're on 44. We have heard with our ears, O Elohim, our father have told us what work you did in their days, in the times of old, how you did drive out the heathen with your hands and planted them, how you did afflict the people and cast them out, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your right arm, your right hand and your arm, and your light of your countenance, because you had a favor unto them. You are my king, my Elohim. Command deliverances for Yaakov. For those people who don't know who Yaakov is the real name of who they call Jacob. But we already know 500 years ago there was no J's in the regular alphabet in English. So we already know that if it wasn't a J in the English alphabet 500 plus years ago, we already know that there was no J's at all. Just know that, especially not in the book of the scrolls of the children of Israel, because they didn't speak English. Just know that. Through you, we will push down our enemies. through your name. We will through your name, will we tread them under the rise that rise up against us? For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But you have saved us from our enemies and have put them to shame that hate us. In Elohim, we boast all the day long and praise your name forever, Selah. But you have cast off and put us to shame and go not forth with our armies. You make us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. You have given us like sheep appointed for meat and have scattered us among the heathen. You sell your people for naught and do not increase your wealth by their price. You make us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. You make us a byword among the heathen and shake off the head, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face has covered me. For the voice of him that reproaches hit the blast, wait, for the voice of him that reproaches and blasphemes by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this has come upon us, yet we have not forgotten you, neither have we dealt falsely in your covenant. Now, in reading, that was verse 9 through 17. In reading these verses, you know who the children of Israel are. If you could think about who on earth has gone through what, and there's many nations that have gone through hell and high water by the hands of other nations. But it is abundantly clear that a set aside people are of the Most High, and history dictates this as well as these scriptures. So we know who the children of Israel are. We know the bywords that the children of Israel are being called throughout the other nations, everybody's nation. We already know that they've been scattered. It says it. Our whole history dictates it in front of everybody's face. Nevertheless, some people can't see it, refuse to accept it, or is purposely hiding it. It can be one of those three. But there's going to come a time when the Most High is going to show everybody everything. Okay? Because there is a scripture that says that the Most High is going to make them nations know that He is for the children of Israel. And they're going to bow down to the children's feet. And they're going to know that these are the children. And then those nations are going to be like, what? Our forefathers taught us lies. So we're going to keep moving. Verse 18. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from your way. Though you have sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death, Deuteronomy 28, if we have forgotten the name of our Elohim or stretched out our hands to a strange El. Now, I want to say this. It says a strange L and it has a small E and a small L. So we know that's idolatry. That's idolatry right there. If you go on to somebody, anybody aside from the Most High, anybody except the Most High, okay? Or put anybody beside him, accept him, or neglect him, you're doing wrong. 21. Shall not Elohim search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yea, for the sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Now, when the psalmist, who is Korah, the sons of Korah, is saying this, who could he possibly be talking about? For you are killed all the day long. Children of Israel living in the land of your captivity, especially in the United States, every time you wake up, one of your brethren is killed, slaughtered, stabbed, torn apart, torn asunder by heathens in a blue shield, Gentiles, everybody. So this is who the children of Israel are. Verse 23, awake. Why sleep you, O Adonai? Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore hide you your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaves unto the earth. Arise for our help and redeem us for your mercy's sake. So they begging for mercy, because they already know at this time all hell is breaking loose, and it has been. It's not something new for the children of Israel. It's a sequence of events that continues to perpetuate. And it will perpetuate until the Most High stops it. So I'm going to read 44 from the Amplified. And let it just be in regular English. To the chief, Psalms 44, former times of help and present troubles. And we already know that former times of help, we know that the Most High is our help, our strength, our power, our rock. He's all of those things. He gives us everything. In him, we are everything. Okay? But if we don't listen, if we don't adhere, if we don't take the task, the directions of the Most High in regards to the law, statutes, precepts, and commands, and whatever else he makes us do and deems us to do, then we're out there like sitting ducks. Or just like he said, like sheep ready for the slaughter. And there's so many people that's ready to pounce. So many. So like I said, to the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a skillful song or a didactic of reflective poem. We have heard with our ears, O El. Our fathers have told us the work you did in their days, in the days of old. You drove out the pagan nations. Now it says heathen in the Sefa, which is the original word that was used, albeit in English, because it wasn't the word that was used in Paleo Hebrew. Just know that. Okay, in the original translation, it was heathen. You drove out the heathen, so I'm just going to say heathen, I ain't going to say pagan. You drove out the heathen nations with your own hands. Then you planted and established them, that is Yasharel. It was by your power that you uprooted the heathen people. Then you spread them abroad, for our fathers did not possess the land of Canaan by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them. We already know that, and they knew that. But your right hand and your arm and the light of your presence, because you favored and delighted in them, that is Israel. You are my king, O El. Command victories and deliverances of Yaakov, of Israel. And I say Yaakov because it says Jacob, his real name is Yaakov. But it has Israel also there. Through you, we will gore our enemies like a bull. Through your name, we will trample down those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor will my sword save me. But you have saved us from our enemies. This is the glorification of the Most High. They know they couldn't do stuff from their own accord. They knew that. They know that faith and works and focus got rid of these heathens. And sometimes they didn't even have to do nothing but watch, because the Most High said, watch what I do. Just watch me. Watch me, because I need you to know how powerful I am. I need you to know that I am the creator. I need you to know that I could do all things. And I just want you to sit and watch. And I'll read verse 7 again. But you have saved us from our enemies, and you have put them to shame and humiliated those who hate us. And that's what he did at the time. And he also said, if you turn from your wicked ways and pray, and ask for forgiveness, I'm gonna change all this. We have yet to do that. Verse 8, in the Most High, we have boasted all the day long, and we will praise and give thanks to your name forever. Selah. But now you have rejected us and brought us to dishonor, and you do not go out with our armies and lead us to victory. You make us turn back from the enemy, and those who hate us have taken spoil for themselves. You have made us like sheep to be eaten as mutton, and have scattered us in exile among the nations. Now, who do you know has been scattered in exile and covered, I'm going to add, among other nations? Think about that. Verse 12. You sell your people cheaply. Okay, so he allowed for the sale of his people. That's slavery. And have not increased your wealth by their scale. You have made us the reproach and taunt of our neighbors. A scoffing and a diversion to those around us. You make us a byword, among the nations. So right now, what the psalmist is saying is the Most High put us in slavery. He scattered us and he made us a reproach, meaning people hate us. We a thorn in people's side. And we are the taunt of the people that we're scattered in their lands. You also made us a byword. What's that N word that's said all over? You want to know? I'm gonna say something after I finish this. You have made us a byword among the nations, a laughing stock among the people. I want you to think about what I'm saying. My dishonor is before me all the day long, and the humiliation has covered my face because of the voice of the taunter and reviler, because of the presence of the enemy and the avenger. All this has come upon us, yet we have not forgotten you, nor have we been false to your covenant, which you made with our fathers. Our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps wandered from your path. Yet you have distressingly crushed us in the place of jackals. Why can't I get that out? And covered us with the deep darkness of the shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our El, or stretched out our hands to a it says strange God, but I'm just gonna say idolatry. Stretched out our hands to idolatry, would not the Most High discover this? For he knows the secrets of the heart. But for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. And the bridge to that is Romans 8, 35 to 39. Awake, why do you sleep, O Yah? Awaken, do not reject us forever. So you see here that we've been rejected. And he says that, the Most High says that, I'm gonna reject you. He also said he's gonna go to a foolish nation. Why? Because the children didn't listen. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? And we've been afflicted and oppressed for hundreds of years. Hundreds. Not 4 years, not 5 years, not 16 years, not 20 years. Hundreds of years. As a matter of fact, almost 1,000 years. If you add up all of the captivities and the oppression from other nations due to insubordination of the children of Israel. Verse 25, for our life has melted away unto the dust, and our body clings to the ground. Rise up, come be our help, and ransom us for the sake of your steadfast love. Now I'm gonna say this, for all the things that this psalmist described. This is happening, and I already told you it's perpetual. in regards to children of Israel. There's no way you could go, children of Israel, and not be noticed negatively. I'm not saying notices, oh yeah, because there's people that's around you that surround you. I don't care if they look like you or not. You stand out like a sore thumb. And this is from all the nations, from the Japhethites and from the Hamites, and from a lot of the Shem nations. Now, we are a set aside people from the line of Shem, starting with Abraham. Okay? So, even Shemites themselves, the nation as a whole, we are a line off to the side from the Shemites, originating from the Shemites. So, the Most High took this one particular man and made a nation out of the whole line of the Shemites. So, within that line of the Shemites, we are like a pinky from the 10 fingers of the Shemites. I just am going to give you a metaphor. And from that pinky, a whole set aside nation is of the Most High. So even your own brethren in the line of Shem, they did you wrong too. As well as the Japhethites, the wicked nations, Japhethites and Hamites. Nevertheless, because there's so much confusion in the world and delusion, if you don't understand what's happening and be able to distinguish what's going on, it's going to be for your demise. So we as a nation of Israel, we have to get up on this and understand what's being said and what we're dealing with in the world that we are living in right now. So now I'm on 45. We're gonna keep moving on. I already told you, it's the sons of Korah that have authored and orchestrated these songs. Hold on. Okay. 45. Just trying to gauge how much I'm gonna read. One second. Now I'm on Psalms 45. We're still in the Songs of Korah. I'm back in the Sefer. My heart is indicating a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the children of men. I need you to understand what fairer means. Fairer does not mean light skin, because that's what people believe. There's some people that manipulate these scriptures. And the first thing they keep saying, oh, because it's fair. Fair has many meanings, many. And this is why I define a lot of these words, simply because these words can fool you. Words are powerful. I already told you that. What came into the world with the Father? The word, the capital word. So the word is powerful, and it could be used both in righteousness and wickedness. So I want you to know that, and I want you to understand that always when it comes down to the Bible, because somebody could go, oh, yeah, well, it says that they're fair. Okay, yes, fair means beautiful. That's what it means. It does not mean light skin or dark skin, because there's no concept like that in the scriptures. And you could just say that to somebody. There's no concept of white and black in regards to people in the scriptures. Now, they might have different names, biblical names, like I can't remember off the top of my head, but there's different names that mean different things. But as far as light and black, or white and black, in these concepts that we use today, that it wasn't that. Because it's a relatively new concept in regard to the Bible. So just understand that it was not in the Bible at all. Not unless he was talking about leprosy or punishing somebody. So yeah, the skin would turn white, or that you're an albino. That's when white and black come into play. There was no need to say black or dark or whatever it is, not unless another nation was saying it, because everybody was of the original nation, meaning the original color. Okay, because people in the East were all melanated. Those are the original people. So why would I have to point out somebody else's skin color? It just doesn't make sense. But anyway, I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna read it again from one. My heart is indicating a good matter. I speak of the things in which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured unto your lips. Therefore, Elohim has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O most mighty, with your glory and your majesty, and with your majesty ride preposterously because of truth and meekness and righteousness of your right hand shall teach you terrible things. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under you. Your throne, O Elohim, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a right scepter. Your love, righteousness, and hate, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, Elohim, your Elohim, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. All your garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory places. Excuse me, palaces, whereby they have made you glad. King's daughters were among your honorable women. Upon the right hand did they stand. Upon the right hand did the queen. Upon the right hand did stand the queen and gold Ophir. Sorry. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline your ear. Forget also your own people and your father's house, so shall the king greatly desire your beauty. For he is your Adonai, and worship him. And the daughter of Soar shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat your favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions, shall follow her, shall be brought unto you with gladness and rejoicing. Shall they be brought? They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of your fathers, shall be your children, whom you make princes in all the earth. I will make your name to be remembered in all the generations. Therefore, shall the people praise you forever and ever.
That's what I don't.
Now I'm in AM5. And it says a song of celebrating the king's marriage to the chief musician set in the tune of lilies, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a skillful song. My heart overflows with a good theme. I address my psalm to the king. My tongue is like the pen of a skillful writer. You are fairer than the sons of men. Graciousness is poured among your lips. Therefore, the Most High has blessed you forever. Strap your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and your majesty, and in your majesty, ride on triumphantly. For the cause of truth and humility and righteousness, excuse me, let your right hand guide you to awesome things. Your arrows are sharp, the people's nations fall under you. Your arrows pierce the heart of the king's enemies. Your throne, O El, is forever and ever. The scepter of your uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness, virtue, morality, justice, and hated wickedness. Therefore, El, your El, has anointed you and above your companions with the oil of jubilation. And that bridge is Hebrews 1:8-9. All of your garments are fragrant with myrrh, aloes, and cassia from ivory places. Stringed instruments have made you glad. King's daughters are among your noble ladies. At your right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir. Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear to my instruction. Forget your people and your father's house. Then the king will desire your beauty because he is your El. Bow down and honor him. The daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. The rich among the people will seek your favor. Glorious is the king's daughter within the palace. Her robe is interwoven with gold. And that bridge is Revelation 19, 7 and 8. She will be brought to the king in embroidered garments. The virgins, her companions who follow her, will be brought to you with gladness and rejoicing. Will they be led? They will enter into the king's palace. The palace of your fathers will be your sons. You shall make princes in all the land. I will make your name to be remembered in all the generations. Therefore, the peoples will praise and give you thanks forever and ever. So, this sounds like a prophecy, if I didn't know any better. Okay, because this is a saying. Hold on. A song celebrating the king's marriage. Hold on. We are on, now on Psalm 46, sorry. I'm tired. Again, we are in the sons of Korah. Those are the ones who are the authors of these. Elohim is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear through the earth be removed? Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There's a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of Elohim, the holy place of the tabernacles of El Elyon. Elohim is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Elohim shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Oh, say what? That's exactly what's going to happen in the end days. The heathens raging now. The kingdoms were moved from the trampling down of the heathens. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Oh, Yahuwah Sabaoth is with us. The Elohim of Yaakov is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of Yahuwah. What desolations he has made in the earth. He makes wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in sunder. That means break it apart. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am Elohim. Praise Yah, hallelujah. I will be exalted among the heathen. There's a prophecy. I will be exalted in the earth. Yahuwah Sabaoth is with us, and the Elohim of Yaakov is our refuge. Selah. You know the Most High has been playing. Remember, these psalms are inspired by the Most High. Forty-six. I'm just looking in the Amplified. All right. Like I said, these psalms could be used in battle, spiritual battle. They could be used to glorify the Most High. They can be used to pick you up when you have a broken heart. Protection, all kinds of stuff they could be used. Okay, so I'm at 46 in the Amplified, and it says, the Most High, the refuge of his people. So just know that the Most High is the refuge of his people. And how is he the refuge of his people? Follow his word. What is his word? His law, statutes, precepts, and commands. Turn from your wicked ways. Indulge in the Most High. Bask in his glory. The Most High is ready, waiting, and just sitting there watching you, watching what you do in this life. He done already said umpteen times, I'm the way, the truth, and the light, not in so many words, but he done told the children of Israel so many times that I can't even count them. So just know, to the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, set to soprano voices. Oh my, so they singing it high, honey, a song. The Most High is our refuge and our strength, mighty and impenetrable, a very present and well-proved help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth shall change, and though the mountains be shaken and slip into the heart of the seas. You see how they add in all these words? Though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its roaring, excuse me, Selah. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of the Most High, the holy dwelling place of the Most High. The Most High is in the midst of her, and it's in parentheses, his city. She shall not be moved. The Most High will keep her when the morning dawns. The nations made an uproar, the kingdoms tottered and were moved. He, with a capital H, raised his voice, the earth melted. Now I want to say this. They use the capital H-E, not the E, but just the capital H. They use the capital H for two reasons in the Amplified. Number one, the way that they write these scriptures is like a poem or a prose, but it's not like that in the Sefer. Therefore, it wasn't a capital H, but it should be a capital H because we are referring to the Most High. Just giving you a little bit of information for those people who are following along and are in have a Sefer or know what I'm talking about. I want to say something too. I did give away a Sefer when I first started, the first year I did these lessons. And at some point, I probably will give another Sefer away because it's important to have an abundance of resources when you're studying the word of the Most High, and you want them to be as close as possible. So having a Sefer would be very beneficial, a beneficial tool to your library, not only to the library, but to you. So at some point I will give away another Sefer and I will be happy to give it away. So just hold on for that. I will let you know when I will. Okay. I'll keep going. I'm on verse 7. The Most High of hosts is with us. The El of Yaakov, who they call Jacob, is our stronghold, our refuge, our high tower, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Most High, who has wrought desolations and wonders in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow into pieces and snaps the spear to two. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know, recognize, understand that I am the Most High. I will exalt among the nations. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And that's a prophecy. Because the Most High said he will be. Right now, people's just doing whatever they want to. Half the people, I already told you, we live in an atheistic society. Half the people don't even know or care about anybody, much more than the Most High. They don't care about themselves, their family members, whoever. They just don't care. Right now, it's every man to himself, every man for himself, for the most part. But the Most High said, I'm going to be exalted among these nations, and I'm going to be exalted throughout the whole earth. Why would he say nations and earth? Because the earth is alive. So he's going to proclaim this to all spiritual things, not only to human beings that have a soul and are animated by a spirit, but to all the spirits, the rest of the spirits in the earth too. That's why he says this. The Most High of hosts is with us. The El of Yaakov is our stronghold, our refuge, our strong tower, Selah. Okay. So now I'm gonna keep moving. And I'm in Psalm 47, still in the Sons of Korah. And it says, hold on. This is a short one to in the Sefer, but it's long in the Amplified. I told you they just adding these words, honey. Okay, we're still in the Sons of Korah, and we're in Psalms 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto Elohim with your voice of triumph. For Yahuwah Elyon is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. Say what? He's a great king over all the earth. Yes, he is. He shall subdue the people under us. Now, you already know these are the children of Israel saying this. And the nations under our feet. Say what? Is that not a prophecy? The nations gonna be under our feet right now. We below their feet. We under their feet. They trodden us down just like they trodden the earth down. But there will be a time when everything's gonna change. Right now we're shifting. We are shifting. Okay? And the shift, by the time that shift is finished, honey, we gonna be holding on to stuff for dear life. Verse 4, he shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Yaakov, whom he loved. Selah, Elohim is gone up with a shout, Yahuwah with the sound of a shofar. Sing the praises unto Elohim. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for Elohim is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Elohim reigns over the heathen. Elohim sits upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the Elohim of Abram or Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto Elohim. He is greatly exalted. Praise your hallelujah for that, honey. When I read this, I imagine a choir singing this to the congregation of the people, giving them encouragement and power as they hear the word of the Most High. So that's how wonderful that is. Now I'm gonna go to the Amplified, and I'll just read it in regular language. Psalms 47. The Most High, the King of the Earth. To the chief musician, a psalm of the Sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to the Most High with a voice of triumph and songs of joy. For the Most High, our El, is to be feared and worshiped with awe-inspired reverence and obedience. He is a king over all the earth. He subdues people under us and nations under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the glory and excellence of Yaakov, whom he loves. Say what now? The glory and excellence of Yaakov, who he loves. And there's a bridge to this. It's in 1 Peter 1:4-5. And you already know Peter is the one who Yeshua built his church on, or he built his assembly on Peter. So you know that is reinforced in 1 Peter 1:4-5. The Most High has ascended amid shouting, the Most High with the song of a trumpet. Sing praises unto El. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For El is the King of all the earth. Sing praises in a skillful psalm and with understanding. The Most High reigns over the nations. The Most High sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together as the people of the Most High of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to the Most High. He is highly exalted. There's a little prophecy in there, honey. It say right there, the princes of the people have gathered together as the people of the El of Abraham. So let us move forward. See how wonderful these psalms are. Hold on. I'm just gonna find out where that psalm ends is. Okay. I'm just gonna put this here. Just trying to get myself together. Okay. Now, this way. All right, I'm on Psalm. I'm gonna do up to Psalm 49 because that's the end of the Psalms of Korah. Then we'll just keep moving. Great is Yahuwah and greatly to be praised in the city of our Elohim, even upon his holy mountain. Mount Zion, lying northward, is beautiful in elevation. It is the joy of the whole earth and the city of the great king. Elohim is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hastened away. Fear took upon them there, and pain as a woman in travail. You break the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of Yahuwah, Sabaoth, in the city of our Elohim. Elohim will establish it forever, Selah. We have thought of your loving kindness, O Elohim, in the midst of your temple. According to your name, O Elohim, so is your praise unto the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Praise your hallelujah for that. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let daughters of Yahuwah or Yahuda be glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion and go around about her, tell the towers thereof, mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this Elohim is our Elohim forever and ever. He will be our guide even until our death. That's what you need to know. There's some key things that I read in here. As they talked about the whole nation of Israel, they pointed out Yehuda, the daughters of Yehuda, and then let the daughters of Yehuda be glad. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Yehuda be glad because of your judgments. So naturally, the scattered daughters of Judah, they tie it. So let your judgment go forward. I know half the time when I go to bed, I'm so tired of everything, of all the nonsense in the earth, of all the stupidity, senselessness, ignorance. I mean, every adjective you can name. Sometimes I lay down and just be like, why? Why? We tired. Okay. That one part of scripture reminds me of me going to bed and just being exhausted at all the nonsense we have to endure every day by everybody. We need the power of the Most High just to get up in the morning and muster up the strength to deal with people's nonsense every day. So right there, that makes me think of, yeah, the daughters of Yehuda, Judah, just being tired of the nonsense every day, being fearful, being angry, being upset, being victims of all the aggressions, micro, macro, everything. We just get sick and tired of it every day. And we need the strength and the ability to just keep going through all the nonsense and the muck that is the heathens. I also take into consideration for myself that that our Elohim is our Elohim forever. He's ours. And we can rightly say that he's ours. I mean, so many people take everything away from us. They don't believe we deserve anything, but the Most High said, I'm yours. Okay, I am yours. No strings attached, no nothing. I'm yours. I'm here. Even though you reject me, I'm here. Unconditional love, I am yours. And that's what we need. We don't need love with conditions. We don't need stipulations. And if you don't do this, I'm gonna do this. And we don't need to be put down half the time. We need to know that we are unequivocally His, that we are His. Okay? That contract still stands, it's still strong. Okay, now I'm gonna go to the Amplified, and I'll read 48. The beauty and glory of Zion, a song, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Great is the Most High and greatly to be praised in the city of our El, his holy mountain, fair and beautiful in elevation. Notice that it says fair and beautiful, the mountain is. So there's no white mountain or no light-skinned mountain. It's beautiful and fair. Just using similarities in the words that are spoken. Fair and beautiful in elevation, the joy of all the earth, Mount Zion, the city of David, in the far north, the city of the great king. And that bridge is Matthew 5 and 35, the Most High in her places, palaces, sorry, I don't know why I keep saying places, has made himself known as a stronghold. For lo, the kings assembled themselves. They came and passed by together. They saw it. Then they were amazed. They were stricken with terror. They fled in alarm. Panic seized them there. The pain and pain in that of a woman in childbirth. With the east wind, you shattered the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we see in the city of the Most High of Hosts, in the city of our El. The Most High will establish her forever, Selah. We have thought of your loving kindness, O El, in the midst of your temple. As is your name, O El, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness and justness. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah, this is an Amplified, even though it's Yehuda, rejoice because of your righteousness and your righteous judgments. I told you, the daughters of Judah, they tired, honey. They tired of the nonsense. Every day they get up, it's more and more nonsense. Sometimes you just gotta pray, you gotta meditate, all that before you get up and deal with heathens and deal with heathenistic behavior. You have to. You got to be in a different mind space to deal with the nonsense. Constantly, 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 constantly. Verse 12, walk about Zion, go all around her, count the towers, consider her ramparts, go through her palaces, that you may tell the next generation about her glory. For this is the Most High, our El, forever and ever. He will be our guide even until our death. Now, I'm going to say this in regards to that. We got to hold on. There's something like that being said by Yeshua in the New Testament. Not exactly, but we have to hold on until the end, and then you're going to get that crown of righteousness. We have to know that we down here with the prince of this earth and the god of this air. Understand what you're dealing with when you're here on earth. This is why the children of the light is constantly pursued by wickedness. Now, all the rest of the nations, the Most High said, is led by devils. It says that in the Book of Jubilees, in generations, in Genesis, in the Book of Jubilees, it says that. I'm not gonna give you the chapter and verse. Go to Jubilees and you'll see. So if the world is being ruled by wickedness and making way for the devil himself, what do you think the children of light is going through? As the children of light are going through hell and high water, and they are, the Most High is moving in the direction to put the heathens under the feet of Yahshua. And it is being done. But as the Most High causes turbulence to the heathen, there's turbulence to the children of Israel also. However, it will not always be that way with the children of Israel. Because remember, the Most High is the author of all of this. He's going to let certain things happen until the full humiliation of the children of Israel has been up, I'll just say. And we almost there. And how can I say that? How can I say, oh, we almost there? Because I see signs of a transition. I see signs of a transition. That's why. That's how I could say it. So we're gonna move forward, and we're in the last psalm before I sign off. This is Psalm 49. We are still reading the Psalms of the Sons of Korah. Let me get some water. It says, "Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all you inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding." I'm highlighting while I'm doing this is why I'm stopping. "I will incline my ear to a parable. I will open my dark sayings upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil?" Today's times. "When the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about, they that trust in their wealth, listen, and boast themselves in the magnitude or the multitude of their riches. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to Elohim a ransom for him." What he said? He said, for all you rich people out there that think your money is going to carry you everywhere. Because right now, heathens' money is carrying them everywhere, to the moon, to the stars, to the this, to the that, under the ground, up above the skies and the firmament. It's carrying them everywhere. It's letting them do everything. Buy 50 jets, buy countless houses, buy up land from the people. Sure, their money is doing all kinds of stuff for them. Oh, but it's going to be a time, honey. It's going to be a time that is not enough money that you can give to get yourself out of this turmoil. Okay? It's going to be a time. I told you, which there's going to be a transformation. It's going to be a time, honey. So and keep going. "For the redemption of their soul is precious and it ceases forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he sees that wise men die. Likewise, the fool and the brutish person," which is a beast, "and leave their wealth to others." You can't take it with you. Like I said, I never saw a Brinks truck follow behind a hearse. Never. Okay, so you can't take it with you. It will behoove you to share it. There's only so much wealth you could hoard for yourself. It will behoove you to share it with the people who don't have money so they can send their blessings up to the Most High concerning you. And this is in the book of Shepherd of Hermas. Hold on. Their inward thoughts is that their houses shall continue forever. That's what they think. They think they're gonna always be here forever, child. Oh man, I got so much to say about that, but I'm gonna keep going. And their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Oh, that is, you know what? I need that. I need that. Because there's a lot of lines and Ham, Shem, and Japheth that called the areas in which they went to live that was assigned to them by the Most High and given from Noah, and they named it after themselves. So think about all the names of the Japheth beings and the Hamites or the Japhethites. Think about that. Because some people say, oh, just because the name of a place is there doesn't mean that's the people. Lies. It just said that. And I'm talking about this now, but I'm gonna talk about that when I do Ham, Shem, and Japheth, because it's gonna be a big lesson. I can't do it right now because there's so much to grab to, and I'm dealing with another lesson and dealing with this too. So just know I'll be dealing with that. That's very important information. Okay. Hold on. Verse 12, nevertheless, man being in honor abides not. He is like the beasts that perish. That's the truth. This their ways is their folly. Yet their prosperity or posterity. Hold on. I'm doing 50 things. This their way is their folly, yet their posterity approve their sayings, Selah. Like sheep, they are laid in Sheol. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. What? Say what now? And their beauty shall consume in Sheol, which means hell. From their dwelling. But Elohim will redeem my soul from the power of Sheol, for he shall receive me, Selah. Be not afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased, for when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. No hearse behind, I mean, no Brinks trucks behind hearses. Nothing shall be carried away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise you when you do dwell, when you do well to yourself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understands not is like the beasts that perish. So the Most High is talking about two types of people with riches. The one that's in his will, the children of Israel that have riches that are in his will, I have to say, because there's a lot of the children of Israel that's not in his will and they got riches and they acting just like the heathen. When you in his will and you have riches, you already know what to do because the Lord is telling you what to do. Share with people. And make sure nobody's poor and whatever else. Honestly, I don't know. I'm not rich at all, but I do give and I do what the Lord tells me and requires me to do. But I just don't understand how rich people could just go wake up every day and just keep going like there's no starvation in the world, like there's no people to go help. I just can't. I can't. I can't even. I can't. It's just a lot there. But we know who the heathens are. You know who the heathens just by that. You know who the heathens are just by that. Now I'm gonna go to Hold on. I am going to the amplify and I'm getting tabs. I just want y'all to know what I'm doing. I'm getting these tabs because where is it? Oh. I tabbed my Bible so I could hurry up and go to it instead of looking through. I know it, right where to go when I need the scripture. Okay. Now I'm reading Psalm 49, still in the Sons of Korah in the Amplified, and this is the last Psalm I'm going to read. The folly of trusting in riches. Say what? The folly in trusting in riches to the chief musician, the Psalm of the Sons of Korah. Hear this, all peoples. Listen carefully, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth will speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart will be understanding. I will incline my ear and consent to a proverb. On the lyre, I will unfold my riddle. Why should I fear in the days of evil when the wickedness of those who would betray me surrounds me on every side? Even those who trust in and rely on their wealth. What? Who now? What happened? Who? Huh? And boast of the abundance of their riches. None of them can by any means redeem either himself or his brother. That's right, praise Yah. Nor give to the Most High a ransom for him. For the ransom of his soul is too costly, and he should cease trying forever, so that he should live on eternally, that he should never see the pit or the grave and undergo decay. For he sees that even wise men die, the fool and his stupid alike perish and leave their wealth to others. And the bridge to that is Ecclesiastes 2, 12 through 16. Their inward thought is that their houses will continue forever. And that's the truth. They do. They're stupid criminals. And their dwelling places to all generations. They have named their lands after their own names. And I already told you, this has been going on since biblical times in Genesis. When nations and within nations, their forefathers have named lands from their own names. So you already know who Japheth is and who his children are. Shem is and who his children are. And Ham is and who his children are. Because the names never change. So for somebody saying, for those sons of Japheth, when they say, oh no, Ashkenaz, no, that's not it. It's just the name. Lies, lies, and more lies. Let the Most High be the truth, and every man be a liar. Lies, lies, and more lies. Those lands that are named today are named after people, different lines of people. So is Ham, the Hamites, and so is the Japhethites, just along with the I'm sorry, Shemites, along with the Japhethites. And keep going. But man, with all his self-honor and pomp, will not endure. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the fate of those who are foolishly confident, and of those after them who approve and are influenced by their words. Selah. Like sheep, they are appointed for Sheol, the nether world, the place of the dead. Death will be their shepherd, and the upright shall rule over them in the morning. This is a promise to the children of Israel. And their form and their beauty shall be for hell to consume, so that they have no dwelling on earth. But the Most High will redeem my life from the power of hell, for he will receive me, Selah. Be not afraid when the wicked man becomes rich, When the wealth and glory of his house are increased, listen. I need y'all to listen. Because you know, the children of Israel, pretty much as a whole nation, they're not rich. There's some people that's rich, but sprinkle here, sprinkle there of the children of Israel. Just sprinkles. And not many either. For when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory will not descend after him. Though while he lives, he counts himself happy and prosperous, and though people praise you when you do well for yourself, he shall go to the generation of his fathers, meaning die. He shall never again see the light. A man who is held in honor, yet who lacks spiritual understanding and a teachable heart, is like the beasts that perish. Say, who now? What did I tell you? That the Most High said in regards to beasts and men, if you're not in the will of the Most High, you're not walking like the Most High, because he said he made man in his image. Everybody's not men, honey, even though they look like it. Their DNA say something different. Not only do their DNA say something different, their actions say something different. Their actions towards the children of Israel say something different. Okay, understand and know, and remember also when Most High made Nebuchadnezzar that beast, since he want to keep walking around acting like he's the end all and be all. The Most High said, "All right, I'm gonna teach you some, hunty. I'm about to teach you some." And he grew claws and fangs and all the rest of that stuff like a beast for 7 years. You're not gonna play with the Most High, honey. No, you not. So with that, I'm gonna say a little prayer for me today. I need it. I hope that the rest of your day is wonderful. I hope that you're meditating and you're basking in the glory that is the Most High. I hope this is the day that you choose the Most High to walk in His will and don't turn back, honey. Don't you turn back once you get on that yellow brick road. You don't need to turn back. Ain't nothing to see here. Let the Most High be your bliss, the love of your life, all of that. Let the Most High be that. Because he's the only one who's going to give you the happiness, the true happiness of your heart, the peace in your soul. He's going to direct your paths. He's your power. He is all of those things. Everything else is just going to go away. Everything else is temporary. Like I said, I hope that that your day is wonderful, and I hope that you got something out of this lesson. I hope that I evoked the zeal of the Most High in you, or every time we go into these lessons. And I hope that the Most High inspires you to stay in His will. I hope to see you on Wednesday, and hopefully I'll be of a little more cheerful countenance at that time. Until then, I hope to see you next time.
Hi. Trying to contact me regarding a question, comment, or concern? Well, you got two ways of doing so. The first way is you can email me at CliffNoteQ&A@yahoo.com. I'll say it again. This is one word. CliffNote, the letter Q, the letter N, the letter A, at yahoo.com. The second way is you can upload a question, concern, or comment on Spotify. The question section appears under the episode's description on Spotify. Send me your question and I'll definitely answer it. Thank you and enjoy the podcast. It's good to hear the word of truth from the Most High, but you know what's better? Hitting that follow button and hitting the small bell next to it to be notified of new content. You can also save a life by sharing this valuable content. Go ahead, save a life today. Thanks.
Hey, don't make me your guilty pleasure. Hit that follow button and make that commitment. You will not be disappointed. And it's free. It doesn't cost nothing to hit that follow. Thanks.